the basic dangers of kids walking to school are something as simple as crossing the street, understanding how to use a crosswalk, the speed that the traffic travels in the areas of the schools, making sure that there's actually sidewalks for the kids to walk on so they're not having to walk in the street. The Safe Routes to School program addresses all of these issues.
How are you creating safer and healthier routes through the community for kids?
One of the goals, of course, with the Safe Routes to School program is to encourage kids to either walk or ride their bikes to school. So we have the safety component, and then we also have the health component. And so it's been proven that kids who get 15 minutes of exercise in the morning do better in school, their attention is better, and they're healthier. You know, we're getting the kids out and about. Our goal is to have them walk to school and then, of course, walk home, and that meets that 30 minutes of exercise that we're looking for to have our kids do on a daily basis.
And you encourage them to do this in groups, I'm sure. Do the kids notice any difference?
Kids are kids, and they just love the whole process. You know, they really enjoy just the engagement and being out with each other. You know, we definitely encourage them to walk in groups. We also like to have what we call walking school buses, which is typically led by a parent volunteer who it takes charge and makes sure that, you know, the kids get picked up on their route, you know, as they're walking to school, just as if it were a drivable school bus, except the kids are walking.
What kinds of challenges did you face when you were starting this initiative?
The biggest challenge that I faced was just getting the people in the community and everybody to understand. It's a very big issue, not just because it's about student and our children's safety. You know, we have to become conscious of this. We have to pay attention to what's going on in the areas where our kids, you know, live, work, play, and go to school.
It really takes a village, and this is part of a national program.
It is. It's very, you know, the Safe Routes to School program has definitely gained momentum. It has grown. I've been working with the program for about 3 years now, and the momentum that it has picked up in that period of time is tremendous.
The event this morning is being held at the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center, and it's entitled Safe Routes to Freedom, Safe Routes to School. Why is that the perfect venue partnership for this event?
We did a program last year, and we had received a grant called the Garrett A. Morgan Transportation and Technology Program. Garrett Morgan was an African-American who invented the stoplight. And so the connection between the Safe Routes to School and the transportation is definitely there. So we thought, what a great way to celebrate Black History Month, educating the students on the transportation legacy that has existed in Ohio for years, you know, and the connection between the slaves who, of course, walked their routes to freedom and the kids as they walk their safe routes to school.
You can find out how to get more information about the CPS Safe Routes to School program on our website at WNKU.org under regional news. Carmen Burke, good luck with the program. Thank you.
Thank you.